Shalom to the saints of God. We give glory to the Almighty God who has given us another opportunity to see a new day. May his name be praised in the name of Jesus Christ. Let us pray. Our Father in heaven, we thank you this morning. Thank you for the privilege you have given unto us. Thank you, Father, for giving us this day. Thank you because we are among the living at this time. May your name, O Lord, be glorified in the name of Jesus. As we are starting our day with this daily devotion, may you, O Lord, go with us. May your presence abide with us throughout the day. May your words dwell in our hearts throughout the day. May you grant us sufficient grace to live for you throughout the day, that we might be in the center of your will, O God. I commit this little sharing to you. I ask, O God, that you will take absolute control. You bless us in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Almighty God. In Jesus' name we pray. You are welcome once again to Daily Devotion. We started this week Daily Devotion yesterday, and we were looking at the Father's house. And by the grace of God, we shall continue from there. I remember I mentioned that there are two scriptures in the book of John, where Jesus Christ was referring to his Father's house. We read one of them yesterday, and I would like to read the second one today, and trusting God that from there the Lord will bless us. So shall we read from the book of John, chapter 14? John chapter 14. I will start to read from verse 1. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. A place in my Father's house. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whither thou goest, and how can we know thy way? Or how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way to the Father's house, the truth, and the life. No man cometh into the Father but by me. May God add blessings to the reading of his word. Amen. Hallelujah. The house of God is the place where God dwells. We mentioned yesterday that God does not dwell in temples made with hands, according to Acts chapter 17. We just have to establish that one in our hearts. But we equally understand that there were places under the old covenant where God chose to put his name. We called such a place the house of God, the temple of God, the Father's house. And when Jesus Christ was speaking about that in John chapter 2, we read yesterday, He drove out those who were doing business in the temple, and he was telling them, my father's house is not for such, it's not for business, it's not a place where you come and trade, it's not a commercial center, but it's a house of prayer. So we can understand that he was referring to the temple to be the house of his father, the house of God. What we have seen or what we have read concerning the father's house under the old covenant is symbolic, is a shadow of the real thing that will take place under the new covenant. So it's a type, a kind of antitype of what God intends to do. Where God wants to dwell is being symbolized by those physical places under the Old Testament. We are going to look at those places where God put his name, and he chose those places by himself, and that is where he always met with the children of Israel as of that time. The first place that we can see from the Bible is the tabernacle that was with them even throughout the wilderness experience until they finally got to the promised land. And this tabernacle was placed in Shiloh. It housed the Ark of the Covenant, representing God's holy presence. Therefore, Shiloh is a place where God has chosen to put his name. Let us read from the book of Exodus, chapter 25. Let me read verse 6, 8 and 9. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them. That was the instruction that God gave to Moses concerning the building of the tabernacle. God called it a sanctuary, a place he can dwell, to have fellowship with his people, the children of Israel. And let them make me a sanctuary, that I may dwell among them, according to all that I show thee, after the pattern of the tabernacle, and the pattern of all the instruments thereof, even so shall ye make it. Amen. So, God instructed them, the children of Israel, to build him a tabernacle. And that place can be referred to as the dwelling place of God. But just like I said, it is a shadow. It is not the real thing that God wants to achieve among mankind, but it's a pointer to us to come to understand that God will dwell in his fullness in Jesus Christ under the New Testament. Believers are also to be full with the fullness, to be filled with the fullness of God. All right, the second place where God chose to put his name under the old covenant is the temple built by Solomon in Jerusalem. This temple was built unto the name of the Lord. This great temple, symbolizing God's covenant with Israel is what became a place where the children of Israel worship their God. However, this great structure is insufficient to contain the fullness of God. In fact, Solomon himself acknowledged this in his prayer. Let's read 1 Kings chapter 8, verse 27. Let us read. Okay, please let me start from 26, verse 26. And now, O God of Israel, let thy word, I pray thee, be verified, which thou speakest unto thy servant David my father. But will God indeed dwell on the earth? Behold, the heaven and heaven of heavens cannot contain thee. How much less this house that I have builded. We can see that Solomon acknowledged that great edifice, that magnificent temple, is insufficient to contain the fullness of God. So, as I said earlier, both the tabernacle in Shiloh and the temple in Jerusalem are symbolic. They are symbols of the house of God, the dwelling place of the Almighty God. Let us go back to our scriptures, the scripture where we read initially in John chapter 14. Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. There are places for believers in the Father's house, the dwelling place of God. And I want us to understand that Jesus promised that I need to go to prepare this place. In other words, there are places there are places for all believers in this Father's house. Say, and if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And he made us to know that I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. And no one can actually come to the Father except by Jesus Christ. Brothers and sisters, are you in Christ this morning? There is no way, there is no access to this Father's house if you are not in Christ. It is only through Christ. Christ is the way to be part of the house that God is building. Now, actually, we really want to talk about the Father's house according to the mind of God. Where does God dwell? Where is the temple of God today? If God does not dwell in temples made with hands, Jesus Christ is the Shiloh today, the tabernacle where God dwell. Let us read from the book of Genesis chapter 49. Verses 8 and to 10. I read. Judah, thou art he whom thy brethren shall praise. Thy hand shall be in the neck of thy enemies. Thy father's children shall bow down before thee. Judah is a lion's whelp from the prey, my son. Thou art gone up. He stooped down. He couched as a lion and as an old lion. Who shall rouse him up? The scepter shall not depart from Judah, nor a lawgiver from between his feet, until Shiloh come, and unto him shall the gathering of the people be. Amen. Jesus Christ is our Shiloh today, a place where God has chosen to put his name, the tabernacle of God. And we can only meet God in his tabernacle. You can't meet God, you can't fellowship with God outside his tabernacle. For that is the place where he has chosen to put his name. Jesus Christ made us to understand that he came in his Father's name. And he became the temple of God, where God dwell in his fullness. That's the only place where God can dwell in his fullness. When God was meeting the children of Israel in tabernacle, in temple, under the old covenant, it is a symbol of what God will eventually do through our Lord Jesus Christ. So today, Jesus Christ is our Shiloh, the place where the Almighty God dwells in his fullness. God chose the tabernacle of our Lord Jesus Christ to dwell in order to reconcile us unto himself. For it is written in the book of 2 Corinthians chapter 5, reading from verse 17. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and has given us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ. God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Brethren, God was in Christ. For what purpose? To reconcile the world unto himself. And you are privileged to be among those who are reconciled unto God. Now that we are in Christ Jesus, we are a new creature. All things are passed away. All things are becoming new in our experiences daily. I pray the Lord will help us that we remain in Christ, in order for you to be part of the house of God. You need to be in Christ. And I know subsequently, maybe tomorrow by the grace of God, we are going to fully dwell on the body of Christ. No, God have chosen to dwell in that body. He said, a body has thou prepared me. But we really want to look at the body of Jesus Christ spiritually, the spiritual body of Jesus Christ. And actually, God dwells in the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. And by the grace of God, for those of us that are in Christ Jesus, we are part of that body. We are members of the body of Jesus Christ. So, Jesus is the only way. And that is why he has said, I'm going to prepare a place for you. The place is your own place, your own place, your own place in that body, where you belong in that body. May the Lord help us so that we remain in the body of Jesus. May the Lord help us. If there is anyone that is not yet in the body of Christ this morning, I'm encouraging you as I close now that please ensure that you enter into the body of Jesus. And how can we do that? It is by grace. For we are all baptized by one Spirit into that body. So it takes the baptism of the Holy Spirit to be in the body of Jesus Christ. If you have believed the truth, you have believed the word of God, and you have obeyed God, obeyed the word of God in water baptism in the name of Jesus Christ, for it is by that you take the name of Jesus. And if you have done that, then the promise of the word of God is that you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. So ensure that you receive the Spirit of God. Ensure it is that you are in Christ. It is the Father's gift unto you. It is a gift. Holy Ghost is a gift. And you have nothing to pay for it. It is a gift of the Father unto you. So why can't you receive it? And I've told you the way to receive it. I pray the Lord will help you. If you are listening to me and you have not taken some steps you need to take to receive the Spirit of God, you have heard it clearly. Peter was saying in his day when he was preaching on the day of Pentecost, he said, repent, every one of you, and be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of your sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Please, we cannot overemphasize the issue of Holy Ghost baptism. No matter what you believe, no matter what you think you stand for, without the Spirit of God in you, you don't even belong to this kingdom. You don't belong to Christ. You don't belong to God. You don't belong to the family of God. You are not part of the program of God yet. But I want to believe as many that are chosen in Christ before the foundation of the world shall hear the gospel truth, and they will take steps of faith, believing in Christ Jesus Christ, believing in our Lord Jesus Christ, and receive the Holy Ghost even after water baptism in his name. May God bless you this morning, and I pray you will have a wonderful day in the name of Jesus. Shalom.